The Assembly is in broad agreement with Mayor Bruce Botello's proposal to put some of the projects into a bond proposition. The move would allow more items to be included in the sales tax list and provide immediate funding for projects in the bond package. The mayor's proposal includes setting aside $10 million from the sales tax extension to pay down debt service on the bonds. That would give the Assembly at least 5 years before it has to look at raising property taxes. In the meantime, Botello says some of the city's other bond debts should come off the books.
So people would not see any increase in their mill rate.
Still to be decided is which projects should be included in the bond proposition and which should go into the sales tax measure. Botello wants to use the bonds for a transportation package, including items for the airport, docks and harbors, and Capital Transit. But Assemblymember Mary Becker says the tax measure should fund needs, such as building maintenance and projects that improve the health and safety of residents. Becker says so-called wants, such as funding for a new Mendenhall Valley Library, should go into the bond package.
If, in fact, the public wants the library and they want Jack to be expanded, and they want Eagle Crest to have the other good things, those are the goodies as far as I'm concerned. They're kind of in the quality of life, but not the necessities of life.
With no consensus on the issue, Finance Committee Chair Karen Crane tried to focus discussion on specific requests. She asked each member to briefly weigh in on whether they support the full amount, partial funding, or no money for each request, regardless of which package it ends up in.
Yes.
Mr. Wanamaker?
Yes.
There's consensus. Okay.
Cool.
The Child and Adolescent Mental Health Facility.
After going through the entire list and spending another hour trying to narrow it down even further with the items where there was agreement, Crane finally suggested continuing the meeting on Monday.
It would also give members additional time to look at the ideas that have been discussed this evening concerning the bond issue.
At this point, most of the funding requests are still on the table. The only certainty is that the final list must go to the full Assembly for introduction by July 16th. That's so it can come up for final action in August, giving the city clerk's office enough time to prepare the propositions for the October 2nd municipal election ballot. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.